USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 1,800 people turned out for a vigil in Thousand Oaks, California last night to remember those who were killed in a mass shooting the night before at a bar in Thousand Oaks. Meanwhile, we're learning more about the gunman who took his own life. The former Marine had a troubled history, identified as Ian Long. Deputies say they'd been called to his home but could never do anything about his apparent mental health issues after serving in the Marines.
The crisis team went and evaluated him as well, and those are mental health professionals. They determined he didn't meet the criteria under 5150.
He'd done a tour in Afghanistan. A wind-driven fire in Southern California now threatening 1,000 homes and closing a freeway north of Los Angeles. About 40,000 people have had to evacuate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Get Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Demonstrators in the streets of several major U.S. cities and a fair amount of small ones last night, joining calls for protection of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible coordination between Russia and the president's campaign in 2016. This protester outside the White House said,
No one is above the law, and we definitely need to protect Mueller.
Demonstrators want Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, who was named after Jeff Sessions, resigned a few days ago, to recuse himself from supervision of the Mueller investigation. A federal judge now holding up the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline again. This time it's Judge Brian Morris of the District Court in Montana who wrote the government needs to redo its analysis to look at climate change, the impact of oil spills and endangered species, and include cultural resource examinations along the pipeline's route.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
More now on our top story, as there are some concerned about the chain of events that started with the resignation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions a couple of days ago. Rallies were held nationwide overnight where people were calling for action to protect the Russia investigation as protesters gathered in New York's Times Square, as well as outside the White House, in Baltimore, and in many other locations across the nation. The demonstrations, organized by a group called Nobody is Above the Law. It's a response to Matthew Whitaker's appointment as Acting Attorney General, as he assumed control of the Russia investigation after the firing of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The group believes the president's move has crossed a line and violates the independence of the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 elections. And a fast-growing wildfire in Northern California is now up to 20,000 acres, but 0% contained. It's called the Camp Fire. It's forcing thousands of residents to evacuate near the town of Paradise, about 90 miles north of Sacramento. The acting governor, Gavin Newsom, issuing a state of emergency where over 29,000 customers are without power because of the fire, and several hundred structures have already been destroyed. Keep up with the news on the radio and on our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.